So with that, I want to bring on our good friend, Precious Metals Advisor Tom Cloud. It's time for this week's Precious Metals Market Update. Well, all right, Tom. Well, welcome back to the program, my friend.
Hey, Jerry. Great to be back.
Yeah, good to have you here. Well, oh boy, all of this talk about the debt ceiling, crisis, debate, chaos, and of course, are they going to or are they not? And as you know our stance over here, Tom, you know that we believe that we need to follow the money, not the wagging lips and the wagging tongues of the politicians, because that's usually a really poor indicator of where things are heading. You just follow the money and you watch what's happening behind the scenes. And so I want to get your take. You know, what do you think about this whole debt ceiling debate, debt ceiling crisis? What do you see going forward?
Well, first of all, I personally think a deal has been cut in the back rooms. I think where I was watching Boehner last night on the news and hearing some of the things he's saying, it's like he already knows what, you know, what kind of deal they've come to. And I really think they'll raise the debt ceiling and they'll act like it's a miracle and they can work together with the Democrats and the Republicans have kept their promise, when in reality, it's the exact opposite. When you've got 98% of America that's been interviewed thinks that raising the debt ceiling is something good, you really know that it's something bad. The Korean economist, Dr. Yu, came out this week and showed an incredible graph showing since 1995 the correlation between gold and raising the debt ceiling, which, as he said, means printing more money, and it's been almost identical how gold has marched up. And it'll be no different this time, Jerry, but we could see a pullback that we'll get into a little later, early next week, if the debt ceiling is raised either over the weekend or on Monday.
Yeah, this is a tremendously uncertain time as we move forward, and so we've actually made some changes here at our own organization where we're really kind of in a holding pattern right now until we see what happens. People who want to jump in and speculate right now, there's certainly money to be made either way, but we're adopting the mode of holding right now, holding our cards and waiting to see what happens. And let's talk about gold in particular first. It's had an interesting week this week. What do you see next week for gold? And perhaps we should first talk about what happened this week in gold.
Well, we went to an all-time high. I mean, it's kind of amazing when you keep seeing money managers talking about gold don't quit going up, and here it goes up in to 1625 for the week for another all-time high, and it just keeps going. But you look at the dollar, got down to 73.5 on the U.S. DX during the week. And, you know, one thing to throw in here, Jerry, a lot of these people have known me for a long time and followed, but in my presentation up there next week, one of the graphs I just got through doing is kind of mind-boggling. If you look at going from July, end of July of 2001 to end of July of 2011, gold has gone down. I mean, gold has gone up 13% for every 1% the dollar's gone down. Now, listen to these figures. If the dollar, I say that it makes a jump up early next week because they have resolution and the dollar actually goes back to 75 or so. When that dollar starts dropping, and we think the latest would be Labor Day if everything went smooth and people believed in it, but when the dollar gets back to 72, where it was in 2008, gold will be 2031. If it drops to 70, gold will be 2,659. If the dollar drops to 68, it'll be 3,079 an ounce. If it drops to 65, that a lot of the top economists are predicting by the end of next year, gold, if it continued its relationship to the drop of the dollar in the last 10 years, gold would hit $4,126. And I don't see any reason why the relationship won't continue, because bigger and bigger money and the central banks are moving into this thing in a very large way.
And that's, and you say again, what is that based on again? What are those numbers based on?
They're based on the U.S. dollar and the gold relationship for the past 10 years that every time the U.S. dollar goes down 1%, gold goes up 13%.
I see. Wow.
And if you go back, the exact numbers right off my graph here in my presentation is, and this isn't even when gold was low. This is the end of July of 2001 when gold was 265 and the dollar index was 120.9. It's since then gold's gone up 507% and the dollar's gone down 39%. So every 1% the dollar goes down on the USDX, we see gold go up 13%. Those numbers I just gave you are where they could be literally in the next year or two.
Wow. Okay, well, let's move over to silver because silver has had a very interesting run this month. Looking back at a chart, it really began the month at about $34, and it really just began moving up nice, and it bumped into that around $40 to $41 ceiling, and it just keeps bumping up against it, and now it's kind of moving around that $40 range. The technicals, when you look at the technical chart of silver, it's been somewhat exciting lately. What happened in silver this week, and what do you see happening next week?
Well, next week, silver is the one that has, like you said, when you're holding your cards, for those players that don't want to hold their cards, that want to put those cards out, on Monday, if they think everything's going to get solved, then silver will benefit from it, kind of like stocks, but not immediately because they'll have a relationship between the gold and the gold and the silver. So I think silver will come down, but in reality, it's a very positive thing for silver, raising the debt ceiling, that the economy won't spiral down immediately, and we'll keep putting that inflationary play into it. And silver literally could jump and break that 42 mark and go up. And yet, on the other hand, it could drop if everything is settled, like we said about gold, early next week. But a lot of the clients, my timing clients that take timing services that are calling me, have, during the week they took some positions, but they're all talking about if silver comes now back below 38, which would be a 5% drop from where it closed on Friday, then they're going to move in, not worried about whether it goes back a little bit more or not, because either way, the only thing that silver could be hurt would be if there was a default, and of course that would cause unemployment to jump and economy to slow down and go into recession similar to 2008. That's really the only bad scenario for silver right now. So my position on silver is your exact position on your portfolio there at FTM Daily, and that is to hold your cards till next week and see what happens.
Yeah, because people should realize that if indeed this debt ceiling crisis is solved, as we expect to see early in the part of the next week, or even, if you take a look at the numbers, the Wall Street analysts are basically saying that the United States government has enough money to pay its bills until about August 15th. So they could technically, while they can't borrow after the 2nd, they can still kind of run on fumes until the 15th. So they may not solve it by the 2nd, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they won't solve it, sometime, next
right.
week. And so,
right.
But when and if they do that, again, all depending on how it's presented, that could mean a downward pressure on gold and silver. And so I guess buyer beware on that, is what you're saying.
That's exactly what I'm saying. It's long term is no problem on either one of them. But for those out there that want to invest more money in silver or make their first investment in silver, I just feel that if they watch Monday and Tuesday, I'd rather have it over 42 and know it's going up, or have it below 38 and know it's
right.
a better value than just sitting there right where we are.
Yeah, so true. Okay, palladium is another metal we like to cover. Let's talk about the palladium chart this week. It looks like it had a pretty healthy week. It's up to around almost $830 right now.
Yeah, it is. And I tell you, Jerry, it's the one that I have held money to buy it. I really thought it may come back to 730 to 750. But the rumors, and they're growing. I talked to one of my oldest sources in Europe early in the week, and he tells me that he would not be surprised to see palladium break $900 by Labor Day. And this is just unheard of for palladium to be moving up in July and August. It's just something that's unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I still feel that there's going to be a pullback in palladium. But if it goes much higher, it's going to cut our benefit down that we've enjoyed for the past 6 years, buying in July, August, and selling in February or March. But still, if we made 15% instead of 25 or 30% that we've enjoyed, it'd still be an investment well worth its while. But I'll tell you, palladium is really, really, really looking strong. And one of the rumors that he told me out of Europe in London is that the Chinese are betting on a growing inflationary economy and are poised to buy a tremendous amount of palladium for their future car development, and they would rather buy it now at this price. And if this rumor materializes that's going around London, I mean, you could see palladium at 1,000 in September, when we were hoping to see it at 1,000 by February or March.
Wow.
So we're going to stay tuned on that one, and hopefully we'll have an update next week's show.
Yeah, I guess they use the palladium in the catalytic converters, and there's just a lot of demand for cars right now, of course, over in the emerging nations. Now, for some of the new listeners, you alluded to this idea that you buy in July, August, you sell in February, March, and you make this nice amount. You've been able to document this for the last 6 years.
Six straight years.
If you buy palladium around this time every single year and then you unload it at the beginning of the year, February, March, it's been a 20% return roughly each and every year.
It's been over 20 every year.
Yeah. So,
and the asterisk that you got to put by that for the new listeners is when they started the ETF last year, the PALL, where stockbrokers could sell 10,000 units of palladium, the seasonality has, we haven't been getting the dips that we were used to getting in the summer when the Russian mines were open and they were able to get to it. And so the supply would go up in the summer.
Bring the price down.
And demand would go down.
Right.
But now with this ETFs out there, we're even though last year the rules still held, and we're hoping it'll still hold this year, but certainly the seasonality we're not going to have in the future that we've had in the past due to the ETF.
So for a new investor who perhaps maybe has a little bit of silver and maybe even has a little bit of gold, when they look at palladium, is palladium more like silver in the fact that it fluctuates more, or is it safer like gold?
Well, it's a combination. It moves like gold. It kind of, when it's moving up, it moves steadily up, and when it dips, they're not, or when they start dipping, they dip longer, but not as severe as silver does. So it's nowhere near the volatility of silver, but you can see it go into a 2-3 month decline. It could be 20-30%, but it's real steady. It's not like what you saw in silver back in April. In May, we saw this big 40% drop. So it's kind of a combination metal of those two. And the rarity and the scarcity of it is up there with silver. I mean, it's because of the use of it and using it in the catalytic converter. Of course, you don't get to reuse it like you do with gold. So it's really, really getting rare. And with 90% of it coming out of the Soviet Union, it's, you know, the life of this metal is listed to be somewhere around 26 years of known supplies. So if you think about 26 years, that's a fairly short time.
All right. Well, I tell you what, Tom, you're doing a great job of informing the folks. I tell you, we get lots of emails here from people who tell us that they have learned so much about, you know, precious metals, and their eyes have been opened to so many things from our radio show. And many of them just point to the fact that of your information that you bring through gold and silver. So I want to thank you, because I know the audience thanks you for what you're doing. And you've been in the business for 34, 35 years, you've been doing gold, silver sales. You buy gold and silver. Why don't you tell the folks about your business and also some of the operation updates?
Well, the operation update is I'll be in town Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I leave for Coeur d'Alene to make my annual speech out at Compass. And then I'll be on vacation the week after that. My daughter, Dr. Catherine Cloud, will be here to take orders the week of August the 8th. She will not be able to go into the detail that I go into, of course, but she will be able to facilitate orders on the week of the 8th. And then 2 weeks from today, Jerry, or 2 weeks from, 2 weeks from today, I will not be able to do a show. I'll be completely unavailable on my vacation. So, but I'll be back in the office on August 15th. And then basically, as you said, we're a metals brokerage firm now. And we buy and we sell, and we have very low markups compared to the industry. We don't charge back-end fees, and we offer FTM daily listeners free postage and insurance on all shipments. So we're out there, and I do appreciate the kind words because I do put a lot into it because I really am sick of seeing, especially the Christian community, ripped off by people calling themselves Christians and then putting 30, 40, 50% markups on items and even selling the wrong items. So I am really appreciative that they appreciate it because that's still the reason I'm working, is educating God's people to be better stewards. And to be better stewards, you got to be educated on what you're doing.
Well, you're on a mission, and we're on a mission, and I guess that's good. You know, we're here to help people. So if they'd like to contact you, they can call you at 800-247-2812. They can ask for you directly. You usually answer the phone, or your secretary does. And if you're not available, leave you a message or shoot you an email. What should they do if they can't get a hold of you at the phone?
Yeah, just shoot me an email at tgcloud@bellsouth.net. T as in Tom, G as in Georgia, and then cloud, C-L-O-U-D, at bellsouth.net. And if there's anybody listening that's not on our email blast, just go to FTM Daily and hit the Precious Metals button and sign up, and we'll add you. And it's completely confidential. I don't show or sell my list to anybody, and we'll keep you updated on pertinent information concerning precious metals market.
Fantastic. Tom, have a great weekend, and I'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, Jerry. Thanks a lot.
Take care.